We're working to really sort of get things over line. As you can imagine, it's any deal is there's always sort of stalling points or little bits that need to get done. So we're still working hard, still trying to get everything done that we feel is the right benefit for the football club. So again, hopefully we can progress very quickly with one or two, but I don't think any deal that ever goes through at any level is done without any problem. So we're working hard to get a few things sorted, and hopefully that will be the case. I think we'll be making it. Well, I'm not saying when I said we'll be making a decision. We've made our decisions of what we're doing and who we're targeting. It's down to one of the clubs now that we're in talks with about when they're going to release these players, if they're accepting bids of what we're doing. And when we're talking about bids, it might be loan deals, it might be permanent deals, it might be transfer fees, it might be free transfers. It's different markets of what you're working, and it's never easy just to say, right, we'll pick that player then come in and sign, because you've got clubs to deal with, you've got wage structures to deal with, and the positive thing for us are the targets that we've identified all want to come to the club, and hopefully we can make them happen very quickly, because we'll start getting everything implemented. It's all right at this morning time we're doing chopping and changing the team, but it's going to come to a stage where I need new players to be bedding in as quickly as possible.
And the squad numbers were released this week, and 1 to 4 still vacant. So is it predominantly still defensive targets you're looking at?
Well, I think I mentioned over the last 10 days, it's no secret that we've the goalkeeping situation, right back and left back. So there's your 1, 2, and 3. 4 is just an open number. Paul Huntington could have had it, but he wanted to keep his number from last year. So you got players that have kept the numbers from last year because they're superstitious, enjoyed the numbers, whatever they've got. And so sometimes it's just it leaves a vacant shirt. So I wouldn't read too many things into the equation when people look at squad numbers. It's just probably a quirk of fate that all them 4 numbers are still available. So we'll wait and see whoever fills that number 4. It might be a left winger, right winger, it might be a sub, it might be a centre forward. Number 4 is just available, and that's how it is.
The quest for Sam Johnson takes another twist. He's gone on tour, and Van Gaal said last night that Valdez is being sold. Still confident that you can get him here?
Well, the one thing with Manchester United is that everything seems to be in the public, so I think we're as clearer through the public social media than everybody can be as well. So we knew that Valdez hasn't gone. I don't really know too much what they're looking to do, but if Valdez goes, do they replace him with another number 2? And do they move Lindegaard and Sam up to be 2 and 3? I don't know. It's sort of a complicated issue. Only Manchester United and Mr. Van Gaal know what he's going to do, but hopefully it doesn't affect us. Again, we're going to be patient. We're going to wait for the opportunity. We're going to wait for the calls to come in. Whether it's another week or so, we'll have to keep waiting. But we've got other options still that we're considering. But I think Sam's certainly worth waiting for to try and secure his services.
But you've got other goalkeeper targets in mind, just in case.
Yeah, look, we'd be foolish not to do. There's other players that have been made available. Again, I could have signed 4 or 5, 6 different goalkeepers already by now, but we've decided that we want Sam to come back, and we're prepared to take that risk and hopefully get him back. It is a slight risk because obviously we're certainly in the hands of Manchester United, but we've got a good relationship with them. We've got the lad who wants to come back, which is a good starting point, but obviously Manchester United have to do what's right for them as well. So we've got options, and hopefully it's a risk worth waiting for.
Another Manchester United player, Will Keane, has featured in the last week. How impressed have you been with him so far?
Yeah, last week I thought he looked very lively, showed some real good touches at Charlie. In training, has done well, just picked up a knock the other day, that's why I didn't play at Bamber Bridge. Hopeful that he should be okay for the weekend. It's like pre-season for a lot of players that you've got to be careful and with them. If there's one or two got slight knocks, then there's no point in risking any long-term stuff. Like Neil Kenny had a back spasm the other day, didn't play. Again, we'll see where he is for the weekend. So, been impressed with Will. Good attitude, bringing to the squad that we expected to. And he'll only get better the more that he gets to play with the players and the fitter he gets as well. So, it's early days, but very encouraging signs for him.
Is it just those two with niggles at the minute, otherwise a fully fit squad?
I think there's still one or two from the other night that have sort of got a few aches and pains, and it's only natural that players sort of are working really hard. I think people on the outside will see that we turn up on a Tuesday night and play at Bamber Bridge on Saturday, but we've done some serious work before that. Even Tuesday morning before Bamber Bridge, we had a training session in the morning. So it's still pre-season. Even when we've got the games on a night time, you see the players play 45 minutes, then they're running afterwards. It's all a fitness exercise. So they are going into the games a little bit fatigued and tired because it's pre-season work. So we'll keep working towards them, and if anybody's got slight niggles, we'll leave them out. But hopefully for the Hearts game, we're going to have a good squad available for another good test for us.
Have you changed your pre-season regime in any way from when you were in League One?
No, not really. I think we stick between myself, the fitness department and the medical department. We looked at last year and thought that it was a successful way of going about things. And yeah, there's like slight things you might tweak from last year, but we're going through the notion of what was successful last year that we won't change it. Yeah, the game plan really when you start back pre-season is to get everybody as fit as possible and to get everybody available for that first game of the season. And last year that was the case, and hopefully this year will be the same. So it's a mixed bag of working hard, getting game time, getting some rest as well, like the players had Wednesday off because they've had a tough spell, and getting that right balance for everybody to be available for the Middlesbrough game.
And after friendlies at Chorley and Bamber Bridge, you return to Deepdale on Saturday. How much of a big test will that be against Hearts?
Yeah, it's going to be a game that everybody's looking forward to. Obviously, the first game back at Deepdale after securing promotion. A good test. Did ever so well last year to win their league. With them getting promoted last year, I'm sure they'll be one of the favourites for that division as well. Obviously, the tough tests coming up against the types of Aberdeen and Celtic, etc. But I think they're ahead of us in their schedule of training, so I think it's going to be, a workout for us. Good opportunity for people to maybe get to see how we're progressing as well. Hopefully they're going to bring a good following, and it's going to be another good pre-season game for us.
It'll be good for the players to get back on the quality of pitch that you have at Deepdale.
Yeah, look, Chorley and Bamber Bridge have been two good pitches, and being back at Deepdale is it's going to be nice for everybody. And then obviously we go to Southport on the Tuesday and then up to Motherwell on the Friday night as well. So all progressing well. It's all about building up. Again, the game at the weekend will be sort of players might get 45, some might get 60, 70 minutes. It's all about progressing game by game regardless of who you're playing.